Hey everybody, this is Jean Tian, and I'd like to welcome you to my very first episode of Being Unapologetically You, where in this podcast, we explore the concept of authenticity, dive deep into what it means, how to live it, and how to achieve it, so that you can succeed in life on your own terms. And I am so happy to be here today, where we will discuss with you the very basics of authenticity. So thank you again for joining me. In this episode, I wanted to just go deep into the basics of what is authenticity, because at the end of the day, when we are being unapologetically us, that means we're us to the very core. We allow ourselves to just be, no matter what that means to other people. And so today, what is authenticity? And I love this quote that when I was writing about authenticity, it came to me. And it says, when you stop trying to be someone else, you can finally be yourself. And oh my gosh, how wonderful is it? And just to be yourself, to feel that relaxation in your body, where it doesn't feel hyped up. It doesn't feel anxious that we're not meeting the expectations of other people. We get to just be without judgment. And so therein lies the power of authenticity. By being yourself, you are no longer at the effect of the people and the environment around you. Instead, you finally have choice in your life, empowering you to choose your thoughts, your beliefs, your profession, and your future. Now, what would it feel like to reclaim this power in your life? Imagine if your life is like dining at a restaurant where there's absolutely no menu. And at this restaurant, you order whatever you desire to eat at that time. And the kitchen prepares it for you just the way you like it, or better yet, even more than what you expected it to taste like. It's even something so different, something so out of your ordinary reach that you would have never expected it, but you're so in love with it. Now, this is the life you live when you live it authentically, because you are no longer choosing from someone else's menu. A menu that someone else had created, usually it's the chef, based on his personal limitations, as well as his expectations and projections of how a meal should be prepared. So when you choose, however, from a limitless menu, you get to create, not the chef, not somebody else, but you get to create from your own ideas, beliefs, and desires. So now let's go to what is authenticity? What is it exactly? Now, if you Google it, which I did, I always Google things, I'm sure as you do too, it is the act of being authentic. And what it means is of being you. Now that sounds simple enough, right? We just be me. And how simple of a concept is it that we just get to be ourselves? But the thing is, after years and years of living according to somebody else's standards and rules and living a life of shoulds rather than coulds, we're living a life of shoulds. We often forget who we are. We often forget to go back to within ourselves to really remember what it is that we like, what it is, who it is that we are. And so while authenticity is the key to creation from choice, the process of being yourself, it can be overwhelming. So the question of who am I is not an easy one to answer, right? You have the obvious answers that includes your age, hair color, eye color, height, and other genetic traits that can be used to describe the way you look. But your looks do not define your identity, or at least it should. It most likely is not all there is to your identity, right? It also includes your thoughts, beliefs, feelings, values, and traits. And these are the traits that truly define you as a person. So what are the benefits of authenticity? Why go into this journey of authenticity? What's in it for me, right? What's in it for you? What's in it for me? What's in it for everyone else here? So when you know thyself clearly, and yes, thyself was the word that came through when I was channeling on it, you become rooted in yourself. No matter what storms may come, you know you will come out stronger once it passes. You start trusting your inner knowing, and you stop questioning your choices. You don't have to wonder, am I making the right choice? Am I doing this correctly? And so often that's in the back of our minds, right? Whether it's at work, whether it's parenting, am I being a good parent? Am I doing this? Am I going to ruin my kids forever? Or am I going to like make my manager really mad? So this is where, when we start trusting ourselves, we stop wondering about the choices that we make, right? And we start to seek the opportunities and take the chances instead of asking for permission. We stop looking for external validation, and you start allowing for things to transpire naturally rather than pushing and forcing things to happen. And after getting knocked down, because quite frankly, we're human, so even the most authentic of individuals will be out there and will get knocked down, because that's life and we have challenges in life, right? You get right back up and you become resilient and you keep moving forward towards the goals that you have defined for yourself. For yourself, not from somebody else. Not the goals that your parents have given you. Not the goals that your teachers have given you. You get to define the goals for yourself. And more importantly, or most importantly, from a place of authenticity, you create a brand that is unique to you and only you. No other person or large corporation can replicate this energy of yours, because your energy is unique to you. Your energy is like that snowflake. There is no snowflake alike, right? It's one snowflake and it's unique. So additionally, your brand will attract diehard fans who want more of you, not who you pretend to be. People are tired of seeing glossy Photoshop pictures. Instead, they want the unfiltered version of you, because this helps them relate to you. They want that raw, unedited version of you. And when you allow them to see you at your best and at your worst, you build trust within your community, a community that will withstand mistakes and failures, because they can appreciate the fact that you too are human, and they connect with you this way. And knowing this, and knowing that despite your failures, you still have support, you get to walk that confidence path, and you get to walk a path less traveled, meaning no pre-planned menu for you. And you learn to create from within rather than recreate what others have done. And from this, you walk a little taller and with an extra touch of swagger. You create and innovate rather than replicate. It's not about playing it safe anymore, but about doing the right thing, even when it's the unpopular thing, at least for now. Because something always started from somewhere. And if you look at some of the greatest enhancements, inventions, innovations, events, some of the most historical events all started with an unpopular action, idea, belief, etc. And it will be this confidence and willingness to fail when you truly start to lead and show others what's possible despite the impossible. It is from this authenticity that others will follow you, even though they may fear the unknown, because they see it in you and they see that you're doing it, which gives them the courage to do it themselves. Now, this is the power of authenticity, and this is where the benefits sit. So how do you achieve authenticity? That is such a great question, and that is where we will come in next episode, to talk about how to achieve authenticity, how to take that self-knowing or self-learning journey to rediscover who you are without all of the noise, without all of the people from the outside. And so this is what we are going to talk about next week, where I will give you some questions that you can then journal on to help you start to relearn who you are and rediscover who you are. And I want to thank you so much for joining me today. And I cannot wait for you to tune in next week when we talk about how to achieve authenticity. Thank you so much, everyone. I'd love to hear your comments. If you've enjoyed this episode, please press 5 stars and share, so that we can get authenticity out in this world, and everybody can start being themselves. What else is possible? What other great amazing things we can be? Thank you, everybody, and this is Jean, and I am signing.